This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If I could get your attention, everyone, we have a brother or sister that wants to come and take their shahada. They want to pronounce their shahada. They want to become a Muslim. At this moment, if you're someone that is watching right now, has this happened to you? And if it has, or if you've heard it, you're noticing something and witnessing something that is profound. All of you will agree. But I want you to look at it from a perspective that is important for us to realize that this person left darkness and came to the light, right? They came into Islam. They being themselves making that choice. But the most important factor of them becoming a Muslim was that their heart made hijrah. Their hearts migrated to Allah. As a matter of fact, as Ibn Qayyim mentions it in Risala Tabuqiyah, it migrated from Allah to Allah. It migrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Him by Himself. It left off the sinful practice of polytheism or atheism or any ism that is not monotheism. It left that. And it voluntarily came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the real hijrah. And why am I terming it as this? Because when we hear the word hijrah, we always think of Mecca to Al-Medina. We think of the physical aspect. We think of the struggles against the family members, the fleeing to safety. This is definitely the hijrah. But I have a question for you. Is the sabab mashru'iyyah, or the reasoning behind the ruling for them to make hijrah, present in your reality today? Does that hukum apply to you? Does that ruling, Islamic ruling, apply to you? I.e., being obligatory for you to leave where you are physically now and to go to another country? This may apply to some, but it definitely does not apply to everyone. But there is a hijrah that is obligatory upon every single human being. And the one that came up in front of you and took his shahada fulfilled that obligation, inshallah. And that is the hijrah of the heart. The migration of the heart to Allah and to His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as Ibn al-Qayyim mentions, وَهَذِهِ الْحِجْرَةُ الْحَقِيقِيَّةِ هَذِهِ الْحِجْرَةُ الْحَقِيقِيَّةِ This is the real hijrah. Because this hijrah, this migration, is obligatory upon every single human being and every single Muslim. Well, he said, وَالْحِجْرَةُ الْجَسَدِ تَابِعَةٌ لَهَا The migration of the body is just a byproduct of the migration of the heart. The companions of the Prophet ﷺ are who they are because of their migration to Allah in their hearts. When someone converts to Islam, it is, as they say, reverting to Islam because they have migrated or returned to the one that made them knowingly. They knowingly returned to Allah. And that is the real hijrah that is important for all of us to know. So when we hear this word or read this word, hijrah, we should remember Mecca to Al-Medina is just a manifestation of what was in their hearts. The migration was the migration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the place that we can see or hear about was from Mecca to Al-Medina. But ultimately, the motivating factor was the migration of the heart. Your heart, has it migrated to Allah? Your heart, is it migrating to Allah? Your heart, when will it migrate to Allah? This question only you can answer. And it's important to answer that question with honesty and to have the strength by the permission of Allah to keep going and migrate until we see Him and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fil hawd, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all and make you of the nomads and the migrators to Him and to His Messenger, innahu waliyyu dhalika. He is the one that makes all things possible. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.